Hello and welcome to episode 18. This week you can look forward to us talking about going to the museum like the wild people we are, daddy groups or the lack of, and trying to find parent friends and realising that you find a lot of people boring. So enjoy.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows, and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
We are off.
So as always, welcome to week 19, 18.
Who knows?
We're 5 months next week.
Yeah, this is exciting pretty girl.
Bob's has been quite vocal today, hasn't she?
Yes.
I'm chatty cappy. We like it.
With your big blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to change my cutlery.
Oh, thank you. So, well, today we're sat here having a sort of like last minute lunch, aren't we?
Yeah, after I threw a bit of a tantrum in Iceland. Hungry hubby wasn't happy. There we go.
Why is that? I tried really fast. Go on.
Hungry hubby wasn't happy. Didn't even get past one, did I, little so?
Yeah, we had a nice morning, didn't we? We went to the Reading Museum. It's a pretty good little wander around there. And then we went for a nice coffee and we saw a couple of our mates, Ed and Leah.
Mates.
And we were able to catch up with them, which was lovely. And then we spent some time looking for childcare. Because we've left it really late.
Well, have we?
Oh, apparently, so everyone's like, oh, you took for your baby even born.
Like, yeah, I know.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
I think it also depends, like, what you plan on doing, like, how quickly you want them to go in.
Competitive
the area is. There's actually a lot of nurseries where I'm.
There is, actually. We're lucky there was quite a lot. There might be a lot of shit ones, you know.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
whenever I'm on a dog walk, I seem to spot a new nursery.
I don't mind if they're, like,
a bit shit.
No, but, like, do you know what I mean? I don't really care if they're, like, polished or if they're going to do lots and loads of, like, teaching and stuff, but it's more, I think, to begin with, it's more important that it's just a welcoming, caring, loving environment that sort of encourages creativity. Later on, educational stuff's more important, but like with how young she's going to be going, I just want someone who's going to, it's going to be stimulation anyway, some of the other children. There's already stimulation.
Yeah, so actually somebody who caters for her needs or worse, so she doesn't feel, hello.
Yeah, because it's,
so she doesn't have an issue of trust because she feels catered to.
Yeah, so just that sort of like a safe, warm environment really is more what I think is important for now. And then when she's older, like I was talking about, when she starts walking, we upgrade her, as it were, to a bit more of a involved...
Bougie.
Involved childcare. And then that's more important. And we've got longer for that. So for now, it's just that I want it to be a nice environment, really. Isn't that right, Bubs?
But people, if you haven't had kids yet, be warned. It's not cheap, is it? Daycare, day nursery.
No, childminder is a bit cheaper.
But we're looking at about £70 a day-ish. Only £60 to £70, little though.
Yeah. But hopefully you only get to go a couple of days a week. Yeah? Hopefully. She started doing herself Italian gangster on the hand, isn't she? Sort of mafia.
Yeah. I hope people can guess what that is over the audio format that is podcast.
They will. Don't get it. We'll do it as a picture for this podcast. have a cartoon of a baby going, yeah. And a little suit.
Well, let's hope my attempts at AI art generation are that good, eh?
Yeah. So anyway, we did that this morning, which then meant, you know, we're a bit late, and so Dan hadn't had much food for a while. Because as much as you love your weekend cereal, it doesn't keep you full for very long, is it?
No.
And you'd only had a mocker and a few of my protein balls.
Yeah.
So as we're going, we did a little bit of charity shop looking in. You were getting progressively more annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because... you know, you didn't mind going to charity shops, you were getting all that there wasn't enough good stuff in them.
Yeah.
So then we went into Iceland. And then I was like, I was going to pick something out for your dinner. But then you got annoyed at the fact that I'd give you the option.
So my issue was that I was already hungry. And there's so many things in Iceland that I wanted to eat. But I couldn't eat any of them right then. And I knew that it would have to be like, it's shopping for food that you want, that you can't eat when you want it, is it like? So it's frustrating. So... was a little bit of a trip, wasn't I, little zone?
What did you chow on the way home?
A Castello cheese donut. It's not a cheese donut, really. It's just a ring of cheese, which is pineapple and almond cheese.
Some kind of nut.
Yeah, so got some good cows in there, didn't I?
And you had a donut as well.
Yeah.
Good ring-shaped foods.
Yep, I was tempted because I had two donuts to think about making a donut sandwich with the cheese in the middle.
I was thinking about that as well. Then I was like, oh, it might be too sweet and savoury for you.
But that cheese wasn't that sweet, nor was it that savoury. I didn't know what...
Normally you don't like that.
It was interesting. No, I didn't mind it.
That's why you don't like cheesecake very much.
Yeah.
You don't like tahini.
No.
So now,
what are we now eating?
Now having left it, so you're having your last portion of your prepped lunches for the week, which is like a creamy, cheesy bolognese pasta bake.
Mm-hmm.
But vegan bolognese. And I've got the last of my tabbouleh with a little bit of the like proteiny beanie seed mix thing on top. So yeah, very exciting. So this week, again, you've been away.
Yeah, so you're going to have to fill in a lot, eh?
Well, you've been a bit grizzly this week, isn't she? She's had a bit of a nasty, snotty cold, so I've not necessarily done masses this week. But saying that, on Tuesday, we went to baby yoga and baby sensory. So that was good. So baby yoga was sort of, that's quite nice with other mums. Just, you know, you do a bit of yoga with the baby, but the yoga sort of next to the baby, or as much as you can do. You sort of do bits and you have to feed for a bit, and then it's fine. That sort of class is like really low your expectations. Just like have your expectations on the floor. So that was really nice. And then straight afterwards, we drove over to our first baby sensory class, and it was under the sea theme. So each week is a different theme. And that's quite nice. I know you shouldn't say this. Bad parent alarm coming up. That's quite a lot of ugly babies. I know it doesn't matter, but I am glad that Zoe's cute. I realize that we're biased, but people say she's cute, so I'm just going with the fact that she's not an ugly baby.
And sometimes people tell me, they're like, oh yeah, I saw my friend's baby. Your baby's so much cuter. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'm not going around requesting these compliments. I don't need them.
No. And also, even if she wasn't an ugly baby, I don't really mind too much. Like you said, it's better to be an ugly child so you build character. And then blossom as you get older. If she's anything like me, she'll kind of look like this as a baby, because she looks a lot like I did as a baby. She might become a really weird-looking kid, but then she'll get better as she gets older.
She probably will, because the female genes in your family are stupidly strong.
They are pretty strong.
You can all have different dads, but yeah, you're all at the fucking same.
Yep. Mum's got them strong genes. Oh, bless you.
Bless you. It's that Jewish maternal... line, isn't it, Zoe?
Yeah.
Passes down the maternal line.
Absolutely.
There's a reason for that. Stronger genes.
Yeah.
Yeah, them strong Jewish genes.
What else has happened this week? I didn't end up working, going into the office to work. So we go to work from home because she's been a bit grizzly. I didn't want to leave her with mum. Felt a bit bad. So mum still came over, took after her, but I was sort of there to give her feeds and things, but she wasn't fasting the bowl quite as much. And then yesterday you had your last lot of jabs that she's got until she's one.
That long?
Yeah, and then one until she's one. Unless, like I said, we went to a country where maybe she needed some other jabs. But, yeah, that's it now. So you're all done. You're stabbed up until you're one. Yeah.
Yeah, pincushion baby.
She's a good girl. She did a little bit of a cry and she's grand. But she had a bit of a temperature today, so we had some cow poll, which sorted you out.
Playing with the mic.
Yeah.
Don't answer, little girl. Leave it alone.
Then we did food shop. We went through the Tesco run. We went to Wicks. We did cleaning. We had a very domestic day. Very domestic day.
I was very impressed by how much managed to get done in one morning.
Well, one tries. Didn't get as much cleaning done as I wanted to because she wasn't having it.
One.
But I'd managed
grumpy baby.
Living room and kitchen. Just didn't get sort of further than that, really. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a mess ball, but it doesn't get as dirty. But I do need to clean the bathroom. So, yeah, thrilling week for everyone to listen to. We've got your mum's dog staying with us.
Yeah.
We've got old boy Kobe, and he's looking really old, bless him, isn't he?
Like,
rickety and old. And Fatty's just playing a bit rough with him.
Well, he hasn't really had much of a mix of dogs to play with. When he played with dogs, he was a puppy, and he hasn't really played with many dogs since.
No.
And so I think he just gets really excited. So while he's well socialized and he's not really aggressive or anything like that, when he gets excited, he just knows one way to play.
True.
And doesn't really work for all dogs. And so one part of socializing is actually teaching them to play in different ways that you can. We didn't really ever get to that stage before. We were just like...
We had to get to the bit with his brother, didn't we, I suppose?
Yeah.
Whereas now, if brother's gone, we probably should. Yeah, it was nice. I had mum and pops over on Thursday, which is lovely. It was nice to spend time with them. Mum's always there, was very sweet for telling me how good parents we are, which is nice to hear.
Who?
Mum and pops.
I'm so
proud of the parents that you are. I'm like, oh, thanks, mum. I thought we had quite an easy time of it, really. I don't know how much of that is just her and how much of that's the way we parented her. It's always hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah. The old nature versus nurture debate.
Yeah, because I feel like she was born fairly chill, which maybe, again, was how pregnant I was with pregnancy. Who knows?
How pregnant I was.
How pregnant I was, yeah.
I went to the exact right amount of pregnant to have her.
No, but obviously, like, the environment of where baby was just in gestation is really important. It's like, we're talking to your mate, wasn't it, about who one who's fostered.
Yeah.
That baby. And you're doing them on that training course where it's like you're in a womb. And they sort of play scenarios out of what it's VR like to be a baby course. If, like, say, the woman's being abused or whatever it is, or by the environment. Yeah. And how much that affects the baby.
Yeah.
Which we were sort of fairly aware of because we were all boy Deepak.
Yeah, the Deepak Chopra book.
Yep. Don't want to be under an airplane flight path.
We moved out of our flat, and then you were conceived afterwards, because when we were in the flat, that was under a flight path.
Yeah, that's the reason you came to see.
Yeah.
Not on the stressy job.
No, it was a stressy flight path.
So
just, we can't just drop that reference and I'll explain. The idea is that there's an increase in the noises create cortisol, your stress hormone, and then that channels through to the baby. Something as simple as that can affect your baby.
Yeah. What I was thinking about this week, I'm going to pass by the cheese so I can have my food.
Yeah, that's how you baby.
Is that when I go to these classes with her, like we also did rhyme time on Wednesday and that sort of stuff. It's nice to meet parents, but so much of the time I just don't find them particularly interesting people. I guess it's that in life, I don't find that I feel like I might like them, but I don't necessarily want to be friends with them. I mean, both of us are quite fussy when it comes to our friends. We're not people who want loads of friends. We want a good, like, just a small selection of really good friends. And I haven't really met many that I'm sort of like, yeah, do you know what? I want to be your friend. I'm sort of like, yeah, I'd go for a cup of coffee with you, maybe. Not even many of them, to be honest. But none of them, like, yeah. Because, you know, I don't think I've ever had that sense when you've made a new friend. You almost get a crush on them for a little while. You almost get, like, a little bit obsessive. They're a bit like, oh my God, they're so great. They're so cool. I love them. Oh my God, we connect so much. And it is almost like the start of a relationship. Well, it is the start of a relationship, but
yeah,
it's very similar to the start of a romantic relationship. You get sort of like flatter and you're like, oh, don't they like me? I like them too. Oh, definitely not had that with anyone. But then it'd be nice to have sort of parent friends. I don't want people to be friends with us just because they're, I don't want friends with people just because they're parents, but it'd be nice to have people who are going through it as well. Because, like, we've got Harry and Gabe, but they're in Scotland.
Yeah.
And we've got Lou and Luke, they're in Scotland. Yeah. There's no one around us currently. We haven't that, who knows? Other than, like, my sisters. And we've got Annabelle and Hayden.
What?
But, like, when we saw Leah and Ed today, that was nice. I mean, Ed's son's older, he's 5.
Yeah.
But he does understand parenting.
Yeah.
So it's nice, like, you know, when we want to meet Yappy, he's like, oh, yeah, you just bring her with you and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
There isn't that same, oh, she's going to be annoyance because I've been through it already. And I don't think our friends are mine. Most of our friends love seeing her, but it's just different, isn't it?
Yeah. It was like what we discussed before. You kind of got to always keep a certain amount of space in your mind to be aware of what's going on with her.
Mm.
But always kind of like constant. It's not really. The term mental load is used for, like, the element of kind of worry and stuff like that. Yeah.
So that's nice. Like, yeah, so we're going to try and see them more, aren't we?
Yeah.
They literally live up our road. They're so close. I guess we'll slowly build that area of our life. And also more of our friends will become parents.
And also, you just obviously like going to come across more parents.
There was one nurse actually. I saw at Rhyme Time. The dad there was the one dad there with his. He had a really cute little boy. His boy was a bit older. His boy, I would say, was like tottering around, probably about two, maybe. Maybe not quite two, but around that age. And he was there because like his mother-in-law was like, she works at the museum and stuff. So he was really friendly. So maybe if I see him again next week, I'll try and like get a number or something.
Well, that's the thing. You've also got to remember, think about the amount of people that you come across who you don't try and make friends with.
Yeah.
And now think about the amount of people that you're coming across with children that you are trying to make friends with, if you get what I mean. Like, the normal conversion percentage, as it were, of normal people's friends is exceptionally low.
No, I know it is.
Whereas then when you're trying to think about it as parents, you're trying to increase that, and the amount of people that you're kind of coming across is far less.
Mm.
And so as time goes on, you're going to meet more as you go to stuff like nurseries, kid things. Do you want some booty?
Come to mummy. Your snotty little nose. You're going to get snot on my boobie again, aren't you? You get lots of apps now, don't you? For like peanut and stuff.
Some people actually say that that's really good. You should try it. You've been silent on it. Give it a go.
I don't really need to find friends currently.
All right. I mean, you just said you want to build friends up.
No, I do. But I don't. It's not like a desperate need. I just think it's nice to have. I don't feel like I'm lacking. What I have found, again, frustrating this week is I'm starting to go to more groups with her.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. But so many of them just don't seem dad friendly.
Yeah.
Which really pisses me off.
Yeah.
I get some environments you want to keep mums for maybe like safeguarding reasons. Fine. But most of the time it should be dad friendly, because otherwise you're encouraging everything to be on the mum and you're not encouraging any support for the father. Like, why wouldn't a dad want to take his kids to yoga or Rhyme Time or sensory or any of these classes? Oh, it's spouting milk bubble quickly.
I can take it to Rhyme Time, can I?
No, you said there was a doubt. No, you can. I'm just naming classes.
Okay.
And everything's always referred to as just mum and baby, other than parent and baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, one of my classes, we didn't even have a parent. It was a nanny and the baby. I'm like, well, that seems weirder than dad and a baby.
Yeah, that's true. You would, like, I would think a male nanny would be weirder to admit to a class than a dad. I don't know why I feel I'm like, if you're calling it safeguarding a female nanny as well, but I guess it's the element of like, how motivated are you to be there just for the kid? But,
yeah.
And obviously, hopefully, mum and dad, it's the same level.
Yeah.
Having fun evading the light there.
Yeah.
The light's just streaming through straight into your eyes.
But place where I do. Oh, that's a nice snot dribble on my boobie. Thank you. The place where I do baby yoga, they do also do baby massage there, but it's actually at the same time as baby yoga.
Well, that's fine then, because I'm not allowed to go to baby yoga.
I was going to say, the mum's something that's worth you doing once you're off.
I'm banned from baby yoga because I'm deemed a pervert.
Because sensory was finished by that point.
Okay.
So, of course, you can sign on again and do it again. But,
wait, can I not go to sensory?
You can, but I'm saying the course we've paid for would have finished that with. So you can just send on to another one. But yes, you can go to the massage at home. Really nice. I thought you'd like that as well, because that'd be nice and tactile. But I thought sometimes you might find the baby sensory a bit.
Overstimulation.
Yeah.
Too sensory even for me.
Well, I mean, it's not mental, but like it is a lot of like
kids clanking things and running around the screen.
Yeah, I find it a bit cringy as well, all the little sing songs. You know all those sort of pre-recorded nursery rhymes and songs, you get all that sort of like
high-pitched baby voice.
Oh, it's a bit much.
This is our trap nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Yep. I like to listen to trap nursery rhymes with Lil Zoe. Very strange, very overproduced R&B voice, which I don't really associate with something that like a baby sings along to. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, but it's much easier to listen to. Like a lot of the kids' music is just so like shrill,
yeah,
and plinky plonky, and
but that's the thing. So I'll listen to it, and then once I've heard it a few times, I'll sing along with it,
mm-hmm.
and then she engages.
Yeah,
so I think that's how it kind of works. Whereas I don't feel like I could leave her with it because I don't think it engages her. Whereas that shrill noise, I think, is engaging, as it were.
Of course it is, yeah.
But whereas if it's like me singing, that's engaging enough. But there's obviously a bit of a start-up time while I try and learn what the words are to the Wheels on the Bus trap edition.
You just wait to start getting to rhyme time. There's loads of silly, like, what the fuck is this song? And everyone sings them slightly differently. Yeah, that's... Wait, nothing massively interesting to talk about. So, do you have your highs, lows, and plenties?
I guess my low for the week has been like probably throughout the week, some of the mornings. I think Wednesday or Thursday morning is pretty hard graft because I've been away. Well, I've been in the office every day of the week, and like I find it mad to think that that used to be the norm, going into work that much. And I just find, obviously, we've set up a lot of our life and our routine around the fact that I don't go in that much.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely wouldn't have lived this far away if I had to go in every day. It's 3 hours on the train. Every day is wank. And it just means also, because the days were like about 9 hours long, maybe sometimes 9.5. So it just kind of meant that I'd basically get home, eat dinner, and then we'll just have to go straight to bed, pretty much.
Yeah, which isn't also great for you just managing to switch off.
No.
Or spend time with
us. Or spend time with baby and you, yeah. And then in the morning, obviously, you wanted to go to the gym and keep that sort of up, which I completely respect and appreciate. That means, like, it's 6 a.m, you're straight at the house. I'm looking after her for sort of an hour and a half.
But we did try and get our dog walks in. So yeah. That was, like, a little bit of time together, which was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. And then I'd have to shoot off. But it just didn't really feel like we got to spend much time together. And I think on like Wednesday, Thursday, it kind of, yeah, about midway through Wednesday, I was kind of really
like... You were feeling a bit grumpy, weren't you? You were a bit fed up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was a bit fed up with it.
Ooh, good bet.
Burp and a laugh at the same time. Yeah, baby girl. Awesome.
Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please like, review, and subscribe to our podcast?
We had a lot of body fluids this week. We know it's a body fluid heavy week. Yeah, lots of evacuations.
And let's see, what's going to be my high then? Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed this morning, really. Just kind of pottering around until I got too hungry.
Yeah, spending time together, isn't it?
Yeah, that was nice.
I think it's when you're younger, you always think the best times are going to be like, it's amazing, really, that high intent. And those times are lovely, like going for a party or going to some cool adventure. Those are lovely. But actually, there's a real beauty in things like you said a while ago, you enjoyed that day when we went to like Costco and then Morrison's.
That's the weird thing. I think that's the biggest differentiator about becoming a parent. Most of the people that I talk to are like, oh my gosh, do you ever just regret it? Or do you ever kind of, it's because they're like, oh, I won't be able to just fuck off and go do this really spontaneous thing or whatever. And it's just like, I've kind of got to the point where I quite like routine fun.
Yeah, there is joy in that. I think there's different joys, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's like you get type 1 and type 2 fun.
But it's more like a calmness, you know, everything's just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Versus kind of, and I think that's kind of the difference, is it's like, do you just want happiness or do you want joy, as it were? And I think that, like, the elation is like when you're doing this really exciting, like, high adrenaline, you're like, wow, this is mental.
Yeah.
But they're always short-lived anyway, like, no matter what happens, be it partying, be it a hobby like mountain climbing, skiing, or mountain biking, whatever. It's never going to be like something the whole time you're looking for. And this is sweet. Other than, I guess, if you just spend 4 hours on your bike riding around. Yeah. But I don't know, because I still definitely enjoy those things.
Yeah, I do. I think there's a different kind of joy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a real contentness.
Exactly.
When it's spending time. It's like it's safe and it's warm and it's loving. And it's like there's a sort of like glow. Do you know what I mean? Like if it feels like a sort of like warm glow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think my high is when we're cuddled up on the sofa this morning. Me, you, and Fatty. That was nice. Yeah.
Not just
Sorry. Just fucking left Zoe in the corner. No, me with Zoe, you cuddled in, and then Fatty on your lap. I think that's my high, because that is like, that is the perfect moment of that Didn't last very long, did it, Zoe? Because you were like, fuck this, I've chilled the nappy. I want out of here.
We got a good 20 minutes.
But yeah, it was nice.
We'll probably get it again later when the weather's on.
I'm looking forward to it. So that was my line. It is that sort of contentment, joy, as it were. It's just like everything's peaceful, right? And it's strange that because, like, you've just kind of got this urge for busyness when you're younger. That means that I don't know if you kind of experience it the same, but like, I still have that urge for busyness. Like, I can't find it very hard to just sit and be calm and enjoy myself that way. But when I'm doing it with you guys, then I can.
I still have that urge to like do things. Yeah. And sometimes I can find that I will struggle when I'm with Sarah all day because obviously you just don't get as much done as you normally would get done.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
But that's just the stage we're at, and that's fine. We'll get back to being productive at a later stage. And, you know, I think it's also important to try and remember that there's a beauty in going slower and taking your time.
Doing everything deliberately rather than trying to do many things acceptably.
Yeah. But, like, you know, we had quite a slow morning. We went for a dog walk. Then we sat down, had some breakfast together, and we had a nice little snuggle. And then we went, trotted over to the museum and walked around there. Then we had to sit down, we had a coffee and chat with friends. And it's just nothing, any of that has been that I'd be like, adrenaline.
But there was spontaneity to it. Like, we bumped into our friends and spent like half an hour, 45 minutes at least with them. And it wasn't something like, oh my gosh, Zoe needs to go home, we can't do this, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, and so, like, yeah, I didn't suddenly bump into them and be like, let's go for a fucking sesh all day. You know, but I didn't really do that much anyway before.
No.
I've always been somebody who's quite, like, calendared fun, as it were.
Well, we both love planning and routine.
Yeah.
And structure.
Yeah. So I forgot to tell you this, actually, because we were doing, the training course was all about, part of it was about separation and integration of companies, i.e. like when you merge two companies together, what the process is. And for the integration training, I'm actually technically married to the gay guy on my training course. So
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a big me, haven't you?
Yeah. So he's actually moving into the spare room. And I'm just going to have to work out how we split our time.
That's fine. If he pays rent, I don't mind.
But yeah, it was quite funny because, like, talking to him, I knew straight away, like, I'd heard him before kind of in the office, sort of talking about, like, how much he kind of goes out at weekends and stuff like that. And then even, like, on the Monday when I saw him, when we were all introducing ourselves, he's like, well, I'm tired because I've been, you know, out all weekend. I didn't go to bed till, like, 3 in the morning on the Monday.
On a Sunday night?
Yeah, yeah.
What a madman.
Yeah, exactly. Out till like 3 in the morning.
Oh, gosh. If it was the weekend, that'd have to be Friday. So I'd have like Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, even on Saturday, if I'm out till 3 a.m, I'm going to fucking feel this on Monday. Even on Tuesday, I'm probably going
to
feel it.
Yeah, it needs to be Friday. You're going to go for a heavy night. It's got to be on the Friday.
Yeah, I can do a heavy night on the Saturday, but I know Monday's going to pay. But I can't do a heavy night on the Sunday. And so that was one of our first discussions. That was one of the first discussions of our, how we're going to integrate our lives. The idea being that that's synonymous with just smashing two companies together. It's just suddenly be married. And yeah, I just found it crazy that, you know, he's the exact same age. And he's like, no, I go out almost every night as the weekend. And
Must be expensive. His office in London.
And I catch up on my sleep on the Monday and Tuesday, and then I just couldn't do that. Yeah. Just couldn't do that.
I've never liked doing that.
No. Even at uni, I don't think I could go out. Like, I couldn't do like real late more than two nights on trot. Like, I found it. I would only do, like, if we went away, like, if me and some friends went away or went and visited someone for, like, a weekend, like, if I went to go see another uni friend, I would do it because I'm like, I only have a limited time, so I'm fucking sprinting. I'm going to, like, burn myself out, and then I'm going to sleep when I get back for, like, a week. And that's the only time I've ever done it, even at uni. Like, usually, like, freshers week, I still wouldn't manage to do three heavy nights in a row. I'd probably do two heavy nights, one, you know, night in the pub and then end up in bed before midnight.
It's just not enjoyable. It's like a slog. So they got to prove something to go through Freshers Week.
But also the other factor is I'm like, you're not going to remember that much of it. So is it really that great? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think beyond a certain level of drunkenness, it is just like, oh, I'd like to get to merry, keep merry.
I try that. I'm not always great at it, but
well,
I do
it's hard
try.
To,
yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
And also, I'm often trying to do it for quite a long time. Like, when I go kind of drinking with friends, we might end up starting at like 2, 3 in the afternoon, or sometimes even earlier. And then the plan is that everyone's going to disperse by like 8 or 9. But then it kind of keeps going, and you're trying to keep that level the whole time. But you're like, you either end up being hungover because you get sober. Or you just end up starting to flag. So you start drinking more to try and give yourself that sort of alcohol energy.
Yeah.
And then you get too drunk. And you're like, this is fucked. I'm not enjoying myself.
I also have an issue because my body has a real strong thing of like, when I've had too much, no. My body is like, you don't drink anymore now.
As in like, you vomit it?
No, it's just like, my body like, if you drink more, you will vomit.
That's so you just don't end up drinking. You just can't.
So like, I'll go to the point and I'll be like, I can't have any more drinks now. So if I do drink, I just know if I drink anymore, I will vomit.
Known you and for I'll, 10 and years and I didn't know you had that ability.
And I'll try having a drink and I'll have to call it again. When I'm lapped, so it's not worth it.
Not worth it.
I never used to have that.
Oh, is that just a new post-pregnancy?
No, I'm not sure to drink post-pregnancy, wouldn't I?
No, I don't think you've gone on a problem.
Test that, Erin's birthday. It's going to be our first night out together.
Oh, yeah.
Mum was having
zero, isn't she? Quickie at the birthday.
I will definitely shag you that night. 100%. I'm going to be spending the day with Erin beforehand, so you're going to have to stay during the day and drop her at Mum's.
Okay, it's cool.
And then, and then we're going to stay at Erin's that night.
Oh, nice.
And shag. I want to get a couple of shags in. You'll give them a Mother's Day fuck on the Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
Look, I'm sorry, Erin, I'm shagging in your bed. No, it was not her bed. It's
spare
room.
Your spare room, because we haven't had sex since the baby was born.
Yeah. And then we'll go over to my mum's really hungover. For our first Mother's Day.
Yeah. You can see your mum on Mother's Day, but hey, mum.
Thanks for looking at me, so.
I'm really hungover. I've been sex day.
She'll be like, oh, thank God. I was well late. Was that people we were trying to conceive going to mum's? And she was like, we're just going to go out for, you know, half an hour or so. You can have the house to yourself. So I was like, all right, mum.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, Zoe?
Subtle. My family aren't known for their subtlety.
Which is good, because I'm known for my bluntness, so between us, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's but your family can sometimes find things a bit too abrupt, which is an odd one, because
not subtle, but not blunt.
They're not subtle, but not direct. Whereas I can be quite direct.
Yes.
Okay, now for a quick word from our sponsors. Ha! No, am I kidding? We don't have any sponsors. But if you were to leave us some 5-star reviews and maybe some lovely words, we might do.
Fuck me, that was desperate.
Did you say you're funny? No. Yeah?
No, it was pretty quick one. Did you think of your high low?
So, let's see. Lows proves me how grisly she's been. Been getting a bit upset. And sort of like grouchy and stuff. So it's not really nice.
Yeah.
To see. But it also has come with its funnies.
Yeah.
So it's a funny low. Like it's been hilarious watching her snot stick to my boob and then sort of string off. So she has like a string. Yeah. So there's a string of snot between my boob and her nose. It's just never moves.
She's got a real jealousy thing. If you're eating, she's like, oh, hungry. You're a jealous little girl.
I got stuck up to have more milk. So yeah, probably that. It's not crazy though. And I've kind of been thinking a lot more about the fact that my maternity leave is coming to an end now.
Yeah.
I have like a month left. And then I'm back at work. Which is kind of sad. Never going to get out of time with her again.
Yeah.
I don't know why I love working. And I want to go back to work. But it's just still quite sad.
Yeah.
Ideally, I'd love to take a year off with you. If we took a year off together, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Let's make some mega bucks in before the next baby.
Innit?
Yeah, podcast, come on, it's gonna become real big.
Come on, people. We want people to like
with such great content. Come on.
Such good content.
Spotify, it's 100 million pound deal like Joe Rogan.
So yeah. Now my high, it's kinda like you, it's like it's time to put it together. I think because we've not had much time together, the time we have had together has felt really nice.
Yeah.
So like today, and then like this morning when we're in bed, spending a little bit of time cuddling and stuff in bed. It's been lovely. And it's also been really nice seeing how good she is when she's with other people.
Yeah.
When we're around other people, which makes me feel much more comfortable doing stuff with her, leading with other people when we need to.
Yeah.
I just think it makes me feel a lot more like we can have on, we can have a life anyway, but like,
it's not that disruptive.
Yeah, we have a more flexible life.
Yeah.
Should I just put you back on my boob? Is that how this needs to go? So I'll just shove you on a boob to keep you there. Come to the baby. Oh, that's a bit of dribble on Rooch. Yeah, so like today when we're in the cafe, everyone's like, oh, she's really chill. She's really nice. And she is, we just sit there happily watching people while we're sort of chatting. Yeah, we've got to sort of keep an eye on her, but we've not got to be completely fixated on her.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, when mum looks, mum pops in after her, I know she's absolutely fine with them and it's chill and she'll settle with them.
Yeah.
You know, my mum says nice things like she's proud of us and I'm like, oh, thanks, mum. And I want to take her to groups and stuff. She'll just sit there watching people. She loves watching. She's a people watcher.
Like her parents.
Yeah. So that's quite good. So yeah, that's been sort of... That's reassured me, I suppose. Like, I think she'll be fine when we eventually get her into daycare. And then I guess my funnies this week have just been... Probably all your bodily fluids is evacuating your body at various times. Last night we had an excellent vomit. Which was a tad worrying, but also a bit funny. She managed to vomit all down my back and actually onto our kitchen surface, didn't she? Yeah, like I said, funny. Yes, she's had lots of funny poos and vomits this week. You know, you can't take the joy in these things.
Go on then, give us your funny of the vomit.
Well, last night was a pretty good one, wasn't it?
You've also got the other one, right?
Oh, yeah. So when we went to baby yoga, at one point I was feeding her and they're like, oh, it's fine, guys, you can feed them while you're doing it. So I stood up and doing like some marching thing or whatever.
Because it also incorporates nursery rhymes, doesn't it? So you're marching to the, was it the Grand Old?
Well, that's the only one it includes, and it's just because you do like a steppy thing to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, I'm not allowed, because I'm a pervert, supposed to be informed to the yoga teacher. I'm banned.
There's no medal, you're not banned, it's just men on that. Yeah, so I was holding it in a few, but it's doing this marching thing, and I was just carrying on, and so everyone was like, but I looked down and she just absolutely just vomited all down my side of my leg onto the mat and I'm just carrying on just looking at me very pleased with herself.
You often do once you've had any sort of evacuation.
Yeah. And then the other day we're in the bathroom, she sat in a little bouncer while I was putting out the washing and I was making her laugh loads, doing lots of carry on this. She's laughing so much that she shat herself. She's done that twice this week. I'm going to make her laugh so much that she's pooed.
Wow.
Power of laughter.
Well, check you out. Stand up, comic.
And that was a really big poo. It went all up her stomach.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I guess we started. Is this the start of sketch up? Or do you have the sick from the previous one that you want to discuss?
No. She's a little papa. Sketch
up. Okay, so. When my little sister was about a year old, I was about 19. She managed to take her diaper off and spend about 20 minutes, though I thought she was napping, painting a poo mural on her body, the walls, her hair. It ended up being in her ears, under her fingernails, in her belly button, and between her toes.
It's a lot of poo.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's a real dirty protest, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm impressed with that, to be honest.
So, don't do it solo.
Zolo.
Said Zodo. Yes, delightful.
Yeah, so I've had bubbling laugh.
She did get put in her fingers this week.
Did she?
Because she got on her stomach. She then went, sort of wiped her hand up her stomach as I was changing her. I was trying to hold her limbs. I couldn't hold like all her limbs in one go.
Oh, no. Shit everywhere.
She had to get in her belly button as well.
Oh, poor baby girl. Alrighty, I think that's us done.
Oh! Alrighty, well, next week we should have more chat because you would have been here.
Yeah, I mean, we still filled like at least 40 minutes of time. Yeah.
So tag rugby.
Indeed. Bye bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. Yeah, if you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of the episode.